I puffed out a mouthful of smoke as my eyes stayed trained on the dimly lit window across the street. It was hard to keep focus with this rain splashing against my car window. This place was the only lead I had. It was of the highest importance that I found out what had happened to me. As my mind wandered, I felt my fingers do the same. Slowly, they started brushing over the curves of my body once again. My hands slipped under my skirt, feeling up and down my own leg again. I know I shouldn't, but could you really blame me? This body was still new to me. It all started out this morning. I'd been woken up by my alarm like any other morning, but right off the bat I felt something was off. My chest was heavy as I lay on my back. My legs felt shaky. I blamed it on the scotch I had last night, though. I even ignored the feeling that something was hanging from my chest and the tickling sensation all the way down my back as I walked to my bathroom. This made it all the more of a shock when I finally glanced in the mirror. My first reaction, of course, was to defend myself against this woman that had invaded my home. As a PI, I was used to people being after me. This wasn't even the first one that had made it into my apartment, but usually they weren't naked. All this good looking. It took a couple of seconds before it started to sink in that I was looking at my own mirror image. And even once I'd realized that, I wasn't all that sure about what my eyes were showing me. It was only after grasping the ample bosom now decorating my chest that I fully grasped the situation. I had become a woman. Now every guy out there will understand my first point of business. Self-exploration. If I were to be stuck in this strange body, at least I'd be sure to know every nook and cranny of it. And honestly, I pretty soon got a way better understanding of the female orgasm. But time flies when you're having fun, and before I knew it, it was noon. However much I was enjoying the feeling of my own fingers running through my newly formed lips and circling these highly sensitive nipples, it was time to find out what changed me like this. My mind got pulled back to the here and now when a shadow passed by the window, almost cursed as I pulled my hand back from under my skirt. Fun would have to wait. It looked like Dirty Tony just came home. I checked the sidearm strapped to my leg. I'd found that my nimble new lady fingers were skilled at more than just inducing pleasure. The small hidden gun I only used in extreme emergencies was a lot easier to use to me now, but I still preferred my trusted old Colt. Even if it feels heavier in my hands, it's the weapon I know and love. Another perk of being a woman, I can walk around wearing a purse. It's a perfect way to carry my Colt around, especially since my body holster doesn't really fit around this body. Once I was sure my equipment was ready, it was time to pay Tony a visit. I pulled up the collar of my raincoat as I left the car. I had to give up quite some things familiar to me, but not my coat. Never my coat. After a quick run through the rain, I was finally inside. Tony's apartment is on the fourth floor, and as my luck would have it, there's no elevator. Annoyed, I start trudging up the stairs and wipe the hair out of my face. That's one female feature I could really do without. However pretty my long, raven black hair may have looked, it was hardly worth the sacrifice. I was barely up the first flight of stairs, and my feet were already killing me. My respect for women wearing heels was growing with every single step, but I had worked hard to get here, and I wasn't about to give up now. As the stairs passed under my feet, my mind wandered back to this afternoon. After I'd taken a well-needed shower and explored my body another two times, the next problem became clear. My new figure wasn't really suited for any of the clothes in my closet. All my shoes were too big, and my shirts weren't really made to handle these curves. I didn't even try to put on one of my suits. So there I was, naked in my apartment with nothing to wear. I studied my body more intensely in the mirror now. An ample bosom with an hourglass figure, and hips that seemed to be made for swaying. If I was born this way, I would have most probably ended up as a lounge singer or dancer. Of course, dancer. I ran my hands over my curves once again, more measuring than feeling now. I knew that Stella should still be at her apartment across the hall, and I was pretty sure she had the same figure as me, I've seen enough of her shows for me to know. I've had my eye on that dame for the longest time now, but she never showed me any interest above casual friendship. Calling her must have been the strangest telephone call of my life. I hadn't had the need to talk beyond moaning and screaming yet, so even I was surprised to hear my own voice coming out of my mouth. Luckily, I could convince Stella to bring me some clothes for a case, and until she walked in the door, she was still convinced I had a dame in my room, and her clothes must have been lost in the passion of the night. I actually enjoyed the look of shock on her face when she found me, wrapped in my bedsheets, too alone in the apartment. After that, it didn't take her long to believe my real identity. As I got dressed, another thing became very clear. The reason why Stella never showed any interest in me. Her longing glances made it clear that she was more interested in me as a woman. How could I have missed that? But however I longed for a chance with Stella, I couldn't be distracted now. Once I was dressed, I turned away. I had to find who did this to me. She tried to stop me. She tried to warn me. The city wasn't the same for women that it was for men. But I ignored her like the fool I am. Didn't take long, however, for me to learn exactly what she had meant. For my own convenience, I went undercover. Couldn't go around introducing myself as Bill now, could I? But wherever Bill would have walked in and simply gotten respect by his mere presence, Bella would only get greedy glances. After the first bar, it was clear that I had to change my tactics. Beating up a guy or two after slamming a knife in the table just didn't have the same result for women. No man could fear a dame, not even one that beat the living daylights out of them. As I redid my makeup, I realized that the old saying might be true. You catch more flies with honey than with vinegar. Well, I guess it's time to spread some honey. And sure enough, only a couple of sultry looks at the barkeep, and I had him eating out of my hand. The weirdest part was, I was starting to feel attraction as well. I'd never been attracted to a man before. I was wondering if this transformation was influencing my brain as well. Whatever the case, the moment his shift ended, I found myself pinned against a back alley wall, his lips all over my sensitive new skin. And it felt good, but there were other things to worry about. I deliberately moaned under his touches, knowing men enjoy that. And sure enough, he turned into putty in my hands. When his strong hand moved under my skirt, I let out a genuine gasp. "Easy there, big boy," I slowed him down. "Let's get somewhere more private first." I could see his eagerness from the glimmer in his eyes, and it was clear that he didn't want to wait until we were more private. His hand slid further up my skirt, and all will to resist him faded away. I could feel his strong fingers feel around my panties. I knew I was losing control of the situation, fast. Turning my body around, I tried to regain the upper hand by pinning him against the wall instead. My hand moved down, grabbing around the growing bulge in his pants. I was rather curious how that would feel. Would it be as good as the several times I used my fingers? "Looks like we're not going anywhere now," I whispered in his ear. I saw an answer for me in his mind, but I stopped him short with a finger on his lips. "Don't spoil things by talking now." I must admit, I was rather enjoying this new form of interrogating. With my finger still on his lip, my free hand slipped inside his pants, wrapping my fingers around his shaft. "Why, hello there." I was rather surprised at the thrilling feeling running down my spine. This was my first time touching a cock that wasn't my own, after all. I slowly started moving my hand up and down his cock, my finger that was covering his lips now trailing his sharp jawline. My lips started kissing him again, from his lips to his jaw to his neck. I was almost dragged so deep in the moment that I forgot the mission. Almost. A situation like this could drive a girl wild. I made sure my warm breath caressed his ear as I whispered in it. But even this girl needs some incentive to go really crazy. I continued talking as I unbutton his pants and expose his hard cock to the night air. You wouldn't know anyone that could hook a girl up to have a really good time now, would you? I knew I had him. I still remember that if a woman is holding your balls, you do anything she wants. I'd barely finished my sentence and he was already asking what I wanted. He named all the usual drugs, like cocaine and any form of happy pills, but I needed something less generic. I need something stronger, I whispered, trailing my fingertip over his shaft and twirling it around the head. I heard there's this new thing that can actually change your appearance. I had him. I could see his eyes flash in recognition and body clench up. This stuff must have been big. Of course, he denied every bit of knowledge of such a drug, so I figured he needed some more convincing. I got down on my knees and kissed the tip of his manhood. Are you sure you know nothing? I looked up to him, saw his doubt, and in response, I took the head of his cock in my mouth. The doubt remained as I started to suck in his cock, deeper and deeper. When his whole shaft had disappeared into my mouth, I held a couple of moments before releasing him. I really need some of that stuff. I never had to use bagging eyes before, so I had no idea if they looked good, but they seemed to do the trick. He sighed and repeated that he knew nothing. I answered his denial with my own sigh as I got up from my kneeling position and walked off. I was only 3 steps away before he yelled a name after me. A name that cut my flesh like a knife. Dirty Tony. Me and Tony had been business partners of sorts. It didn't end well. I looked over my shoulder to the guy with his semi-hard cock still hanging from his pants. I considered just walking off now that I had the information I needed, but my own curiosity and hormones were pulling me back toward that cock. With a devious smile, I turned around and grabbed the cock again, enjoying the feeling of it growing hard between my fingers. See, was that so hard? I asked, lowering myself to my knees again. I licked my lips in anticipation as his cock twitched under my touch. I'd always wondered if women actually enjoyed doing this. I couldn't speak for all of them, but I somehow did. I slid his throbbing hard cock back into my mouth, not slowing down this time as it slid deep into my throat. Apparently, I don't really gag. It didn't take long for me to work this guy to a climax. I knew what I liked, and I was right in guessing he liked the same. My tongue twirled around the length of his shaft with every time I sucked him in, focusing on his head every time I moved back. The moment I felt his body tense up, I had a decision to make. Take it in my mouth, or pull out and possibly ruin my clothes and makeup. I really didn't want to ruin Stella's clothes. Not like this, anyways. So I sucked harder in his cock, and soon I felt him twitching and shooting a couple small streams of cum down my throat. That wasn't as bad as I'd expected. Without lingering, I got up and walked off, leaving the barkeep breathless behind the dumpster in an alleyway. I had what I needed. And that's how I found myself to the side of Dirty Tony's apartment door, gun in my hand. It was time to get some answers.